Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. St. Paul wrote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Herein lies the problem. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No one except Christ Jesus has lived a perfect life, never breaking the least of God's commandments or laws. We are conceived with sin, born with sin, live with sin, and die because we sin. There are three kinds of death, each overcome by the death and resurrection of Jesus. The first is temporal death, where this sinful and corrupt body rests, awaiting the resurrection on the day of judgment. All people are subject to temporal death because the sinful body cannot live forever. The second is spiritual death, where we reject God's tender grace, love, and mercy. Christ Jesus overcomes this death through the proclamation of the gospel, both what we hear and what we see through the sacraments. The third death is eternal death, eternal separation from God. Those who have rejected the gospel of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ while living suffer the separation after they die. They wanted nothing to do with God, and God gives them what they desire. May our Lord grant that we have faith in Jesus, who has overcome death in the grave, giving to all life everlasting. Amen.